Means I get an opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, the home of the 995 oil change. And you didn't have to wash any cars yesterday, Brad, I don't think, unless you were...
They were washing themselves.
They were washing themselves, naturally.
Naturally. My windshield was pretty clean this morning.
You probably did change out a few windshield wipers, and you'll do that as a service for folks.
That does happen on a day like that. Yeah. You've got bad wipers, you definitely know it on yesterday.
I think I've been told on this program that is the least expensive safety addition you can add to your car.
Well, it makes a big difference, you know, and if you're going to be out there driving and that stuff, you need to have good wipers and have good visibility. So
you do.
It is probably the least expensive thing you can do to make sure you stay safe in your car.
Yeah. And stop
that
by.
Maybe keeping the air in your tires.
Well,
that's one that doesn't cost anything, really, if you can find the air.
So. Yeah, that's probably true. Although one nice thing about surface that you offer for your clients is they can put nitrogen in their tires.
That's
and
right.
Probably uh-huh. not have to add as much
and
air.
And we add air, too. We don't charge for that. It's a part of our oil change, you know, as part of the topping off the fluids and doing the complete inspection of your vehicle. Of course, we're going to air up the tires, check all that out. Another thing you can do at Dungis that's unique is you could charge your electric vehicle. And we've got an electric charging station there on the north end of the Ford building, kind of facing the Quick Trip. And it's had it for several years now since we started selling the plug-in hybrids that Ford sells, the Fusion and C-Max.
We haven't really talked about that recently.
No, we haven't in a long time, but we still have a couple of those charging stations. And, you know, there's a lot of electrification is coming in vehicles. It's been, you know, kind of slow for a while here, but, you know, it is coming. There's a lot of, probably over the next 3 or 4 years, I think virtually every manufacturer has them coming, and I think you're just going to see more and more of that.
I would guess that maybe those of us here in the heartland a little bit slower than maybe those on the edges of the country.
No doubt, although we've probably sold the C-Max and Fusion plug-in hybrids I think we've been doing it for 4 years. We probably sold 15 combined of all of that, those. So there's some out there in our market, and you know, certainly we do.
It's a valid choice.
We've seen them, had them traded in. We sell a lot more hybrid vehicles. Mm-hmm. The Prius setup, and on the Ford side, the hybrid is still really popular and gives you great fuel economy.
That kind of gives you the best of both worlds.
All chasing there is that fuel economy thing. But you know, on the flip side of that, the big trucks are what's driving the industry now. And I went here last week. I was in Los Angeles at a Lincoln meeting, and got to see the all new Navigator up close and drive it with some of its competition. It was great. The Navigator is really one of the first new Navigators in a long time, over 20 years.
What's different about the Navigator this year?
Well, it's going to be a completely ground up new Navigator. Also on the Ford side, the Expedition is getting the same thing. They're different vehicles. On the Lincoln side, it's an outstanding vehicle. It's essentially everything and more that you've got in the Continental in the big flagship Lincoln SUV. Going head-to-head with the Cadillac Escalade. That's really one of the competitions there. And then Audi makes one, Mercedes. And those are big. It'll top out in price probably over $100,000 on the very most loaded Navigator. And there was also press this week about the new F450 Platinum pickup truck.
I saw something about that. Yeah, 450.
We have some 450s and 550s, 650s, 750s that Ford makes, mostly for commercial purposes. But what's happening now is with the Navigator, but more in trucks, you know, really. Even in the F-150, you can get almost everything you can get in the Lincoln Continental, right? I mean, these are luxury vehicles now. And, the Americans just, you know, there's a big luxury market, and they some of them are choosing trucks. And, you know, the F-450 will be the largest truck sold retail for individual use in America. It won't fit in most garages, I'm afraid, but it's going to be big, and it'll top out over $100,000 on MSRP. So amazing.
There's an opportunity then for you to partner with the folks in the construction business to offer vehicle and garage.
You know, you see these big, I see it all the time with the trucks parked out in somebody's driveway because they've gotten them lifted or they've got big wheels and tires and a lift. You know, there may be something there, Charlie, I think, you know, that the construction guys should think about. Is there a way to do that and make it cost effective?
Give Brad a call after the program, 918-333-0900, and the rest of it's up to you guys.
Well, thank you, Charlie. Well, anyway, it was a great meeting. There is a lot going on the, you know, for all the way from the gambit, all the way from the $100,000 trucks to electrified vehicles and great deals, too. I mean, we're still in model year and closeout time where we're selling all the 17s that we can. We have a couple of 16s left, unfortunately, so you can make a great deal on those. But some of the examples of that, a 2017 Ford Explorer, four-wheel drive, $7,500 off MSRP. That's an incredible deal on an Explorer. Almost as good as $7,460 off a Ford Edge, 17 Edge, Escape. I've got one that's $6,654 off. The truck's an XLT truck, F-150, 2017, $10,450 off. That's combining all the not all the rebates. Those are all the ones that are available to everybody. And then our Dungeness discount and anything else we can throw in there to get you the most discount. There's some choices there. On some of those, you can choose whether you want part of the rebate from Ford or you want to do 0%. Or finance it for, you know, there's some options there where you can do 0 for $60 on the F-150, for instance, and take almost $7,000 off, $69.50, which probably saves you more money in the long run if you're going to make those payments over the full 60 months.
But then if you qualify for some of the affinity programs, American Quarter Horse Association, or
those are the ones we don't put in there, but those we can talk about when you come in and shop. On the Toyota side, we've got leases from $199 a month on a 2017 Camry, which is an incredible value. And then if you're looking more for a purchase, we've got 0 for $72 plus $1,000 or $3,500 on that same Camry. So lots of choices there. Lease, finance for 0% plus $1,000 rebate or $3,500 in total customer cash. And then, of course, you get the Dungeness discount, too. Mm-hmm. And you can see all the discounts out there online on the website at DungeessChoice.com. You can go there and get to all the stores, look at the Fords and Lincolns or Toyotas, all our used cars. We try to do market-based pricing every day and really keep them dialed in on the right price and make it really simple and for you to see what it's going to cost you.
And then you add up one more thing on those new vehicles, and that's Q certified.
You're right there. About that, but they're and that's at no cost to you. So with no additional cost to you on any new vehicle you purchase at Dungeness, you get a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. That's a nationwide warranty. It goes with your vehicle if you move. It isn't a handcuff there. You have to do your business at Dungeness. Any ASE certified mechanic can work on this vehicle and get it in service for you. And that's a powertrain warranty, so it's not going to cover everything that the new vehicle manufacturer warranty covers, but it covers all the internally lubricated parts and all the major components of your vehicle. And it really is a great deal because it doesn't cost you anything, and you get it just for purchasing the vehicle. And we do that really just to differentiate ourselves. You know we have it on the 995 oil change and our great service department and their specials. This way, in today's world, people are out there shopping on the internet. You know, the price is one thing, and everybody's pretty transparent on that these days. If they're not, they're really probably not selling many cars. But you know, this gives you something, just another advantage you get with Dungeness, and a reason to shop at Dungeness.
Sounds like a great reason to shop and a reason to take your car in for a 995 oil change as well.
That's right. You know, and we're always looking to buy cars. If we haven't talked about that today either, but you know, we've had the last couple of months been buying lots of cars. Definitely looking to purchase used vehicles. If you've got one that you're looking to trade in, whether you want to buy one of our brands or not, we'll be happy to make you a cash offer for the vehicle. Or even if you're not adding a vehicle, you just want to maybe you have an extra vehicle you'd like to get rid of. We'll be happy to take a quick look at that. You can start that process online too. Schedule an appointment. We can do a lot of it over, through the electronics. But we do need, of course, to look at the vehicle and really check it out mechanically to give you a solid number. But we can get pretty close online, make it really simple for you, and it just takes a few minutes. So give us a call for that too at 918-333-0900, as you said, or dungeschoice.com.
All right. You know, one other thing that we talk about frequently on this program is that your involvement in community programs, community organizations, and that dates back to, well, when the dealership was downtown even.
So, well, yeah, just back to the very beginning, you know, because that's part of the legacy. When my grandfather first came to Bartlesville, you know, they had been in Tonkawa and in some other communities selling Fords before, and they came to Bartlesville in 1941, and one of the first things he did was start sponsoring the baseball team, and you know, and they went and they started doing stuff in the community, and that's part of what we do, and we're really proud to be doing that. There's so much going on in Bartlesville.
Well,
there's always something to do, and there's, you know, I think so that's one of the things that makes Bartlesville so unique. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, whether it's the Price Tower or OK Mozart or the Symphony or the, you know, the.
So you'll be downtown for Oktoberfest Friday night?
We'll be down there for Oktoberfest for Friday night. We were out at Wooler Rock last Saturday night. We're going to go. We've got, actually won't be able to go to the big Price Tower thing next Saturday night. If you haven't heard about the Right Chef competition, you need to check that out online. We'll go to the website, therightchef.com. But next Saturday night, there's an opportunity to meet the chefs that are competing to do that, meet the judges. There's an event that's going to be at the community center, I think right before the symphony starts. And there's a symphony that night, too.
Sure.
I think we should wrap up about 7 before the symphony starts. We'll have hors d'oeuvres and some drinks and entertainment there.
What a great pairing with the symphony and a world-known composer. I mean,
yeah, we're inviting a bunch of new people to Bartlesville. We've got great interest. The judges for this are outstanding, and we've got the head of culinary stuff at Crystal Bridges coming to be a judge. We've got the owner of the Polo Grill in Tulsa, I believe, is going to come be a judge. We've got, you know, people from OSU's culinary program coming to be a judge. We've got, you know, lots of amateur judges coming, people from the community that just love food, and so we're going to have professionals and them, and the vision is to hire a chef every year and make a new restaurant in the Price Tower and Copper up there that every year that would open essentially in February and close after the olive drop at New Year's celebration that we have, and so really just exciting, and the whole vision is, it comes from Curtis Mortensen at the Pioneer Woman, and you know, his love for food and knowing how he's always looking for chefs and cooks and people in the food industry, and that people are always looking for these kinds of opportunities, and we need want to have a really inspirational food service at the Tower. I think it deserves a design level food quality and kind of a new, a neat experience for people, and we want it to be a destination for people in Bartlesville and around the world. And I think it's just going to be incredible. And so that's exciting. That's next Saturday night on the 14th. But, you know, lots of other stuff coming up.
Well, so many things that are going to make Bartlesville a destination, and I could launch onto Christmas in the Ville, but
we could go on about other things. But
we have some things, you know, other things.
It is October, and I've got a friend here, Elizabeth Thrash from downtown Bartlesville.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, hello, Elizabeth. Welcome. And you guys at downtown Bartlesville, you guys got stuff going on all year round, but October is a busy time.
Yes, it is. We have two big fundraisers,
The
Downtown Ghost Walk on the 18th and 19th, and then the Main Street MASH, which is a ghouly dance, exciting.
So getting into the Halloween spirit.
Yeah, and that's on the 28th,
So tell us about these events. I mean, the Ghost Walk, it's been around for a while now.
8 years.
8 years,
yes.
Incredible.
And, you know, we started it because we wanted people to come downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been a success every year. We continue to be maxed out at about 700 over those two nights.
Wow.
The tours leave at 6 p.m., the last one at 8:45. They leave every 15 minutes, and they're an hour and a half long. And they're all a guided walking tour.
It's a guided walking tour.
Yes.
So you're going to different places than
each year we have six different places. We have six different stories, and all of our stories are based off from Bartlesville History Museum, and their incidents are characters within Washington County area. Uh-huh. So they're all true stories. And we're fortunate to have so many great local actors that reenact these stories at each location.
That's great. And so how do they get more information on it and sign up to do a tour and get tickets and stuff
like
that?
Sure. For the Ghost Walk, we only sell tickets at the event. They're $10. The event starts at Hilton Garden Inn, and that is a festival within itself. A lot of costumes, entertainers, street entertainers, flash mobs going on. So it's an entertainment. And what we suggest is that groups come and get their tour numbers early. Go out to dinner. Downtown, we have so many fine restaurants. Mm-hmm. And then come back and do your walking tour.
Yeah.
Any information for the Ghost Walk or Main Street MASH is on Downtown Bartlesville Facebook page, on the event page, and there are more details on each of those event pages.
So you get your tour when you get your ticket.
Yes.
So you say, can you schedule it? I want to go at 7 and get your ticket earlier.
Okay. Sure. So you could come at 6 and get your, say, I want to go at 7:45 even. Mm-hmm. Here's your tour number. You get a bracelet with the tour number on it. Go eat dinner, come back, and you wait for your tour to be called.
And it's happening two nights.
Yeah, 18th and 19th.
The 18th and 19th, just in another couple weeks.
Sure.
So, excellent. October 18th and 19th, and then the next event was the Monster Mash, and that's a big party, I think.
Yeah, it's the Main Street Mash. It's a big dance. Tulsa band Zodiac will be back. They're a very popular band. Very exciting costume contest, so wear your costume. There's a 50-50 drawing there. The tickets are $25 online, at the Main Street MASH Facebook event page. You can go online. They're $25. At the door, the tickets are $35.
Okay, so get them in advance to save
$10. Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. And along with that is a complimentary taco bar.
Okay.
And we will have a cash bar available. But it is a fun night. Again, dress up in your costume, whatever that might be. You never know if you might win that contest.
So there's a costume contest and photography and stuff, too?
Oh, yeah.
So you'll have memories of this?
Oh, yeah. Actually, both events, Ghost Walk and Main Street MASH, we're fortunate to have Mark Bloomer taking photos that you can get later. For all your memories, whether that's at the Ghost Walk photo booth or at the Main Street MASH.
And I heard something about Bartlesville Film Society doing something too. What's that about?
Yes, the Bartlesville Film Society, they always put up at the Main Street MASH, they put up a big screen and will show a little spooky movies and things going on.
Horror.
And those will be going on all the time during the event. Yes.
And where is this again?
Okay, the Main Street MASH and the Ghost Walk are both at Hilton Garden Inn.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is in the ballroom, the party is.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like lots of fun stuff. And if people haven't experienced that Ghost Walk, it is a great way to learn some stuff about Bartlesville. It's great for kids. It's a little, you maybe not the youngest.
We usually suggest 12 and older.
Uh-huh.
It is, this year, we try to keep it under a mile. This year it's like a 0.7th of a mile. And it is a walking tour.
Right.
And along the way, we also tell you about the buildings,
okay.
And you might see some surprises along the tour.
Uh-huh. Well, you must have a lot of volunteers to pull something like that off.
And that's
kind of what you guys are, though, right?
Yeah, we're all volunteers. So, and for the Ghost Walk, we can definitely use some more volunteers.
Okay.
Again, they can go on the Facebook page and sign up there. There's a lot of different opportunities, and yes, you can wear your costume, whatever that might be. We've had from Minnie Mouse to Bride of Frankenstein costume, so it's whatever you would like to do. You can also, for any information, you can call 918-214-8500 and we'll get in touch with you, whether you want more information, would like to volunteer, whatever.
And, of course, these are fundraisers for downtown Bartlesville. Let's talk a little bit about what you guys do with this and how what downtown Bartlesville does for our community.
Well, we were formerly Main Street Program, and we dissolved. And one reason why is so much of our time and our fundraising went to required staff. So guess what we get to do now? We're all volunteers. We get to really give back to the community, such as we're sponsors for Christmas in the Ville. Mm-hmm. We're sponsoring the campaign to light up the Ville, which is permanent lighting for downtown, mm-hmm. be it Christmas, St. Patty's
Day.
So
just basically bringing life to downtown Bartlesville to make sure that it's got people down there and it's attractive and opening to people.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And also we have some talent that we've helped small businesses in, like their facade improvements,
right.
design and architectural design.
Well, I know Main Street, of course, that with staff and stuff, mm-hmm. you had a lot of programs mm-hmm. and you were specifically focused on development and helping people get started in downtown
Correct. And we're very fortunate because the Chamber has actually partnered with us. And so all of this information, available property, we have a checkoff list.
So that's not really gone altogether.
No, it's all on the Chamber website.
Awesome. Well, I know that had started when I was a part of the Chamber mm-hmm. leadership. I'm glad that's continued.
Right,
that's
right,
great to hear.
Right.
Great to hear. Well, it's exciting stuff. I know downtown Bartlesville is such it's a vibrant place now. And it's got so much opportunity for future growth. And, we need that kind of a great entertainment district and food and I think what you guys do is really great.
And one thing, if you've not been downtown, you'll find very few vacant storefronts.
Yeah.
We have a lot of businesses that are wanting to move downtown or start their business downtown, and we're really having to look for...
No, it wasn't always that way.
I mean, 5 or 6 years ago
right.
alone wasn't that way. And we have, some new development in downtown as well, mm-hmm. still happening. We'll have a new coffee shop probably in November.
Okay.
Also the development of the previous First Methodist Church is continuing.
Okay.
With living spaces and mm-hmm. retail.
Well, that has potential to be very interesting. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really fascinating building. So the buildings altogether are.
Right. Oh, there's so much history.
Yeah.
And that's one of our goals and visions is to keep the history. And provide economic development and growth for downtown.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, that was my grandfather's church, so that's an important one to keep there. His funeral was in there. I remember that.
Yeah, and a real interesting thing is the developer wants to use the sanctuary, uh-huh. keep the sanctuary for retail. And so that's really exciting.
Interesting, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I've walked by it many times since the church developed outside on the edge of town. And I mean, that's what a great facility they've got now.
Oh, wow.
But I'm glad that something's coming.